it, don't you think? I tell you, Mr. Okada, living alone is not something you should do for long. What is it they say? No man is an island? Or is it the devil finds mischief for idle hands?
After sweeping some imaginary dust from his lap, Ushikawa stood up slowly.
No need to see me out,
he said.
I let myself in after all. I can let myself out. I'll be sure to lock the door. One last word of advice, though, Mr. Okada, though you may not want to hear this. There are things in this world it is better not to know about. Of course, those are the very things that people most want to know about. It's strange. I know I'm being very general. I wonder when we'll meet again. I hope things are better by then. Oh, well, good night.
The quiet rain continued through the night, tapering off toward dawn. But the sticky presence of the strange little man and the smell of his unfiltered cigarettes remained in the house as long as the lingering dampness. 14. Cinnamon's Strange Sign Language, The Musical Offering.
Cinnamon stopped talking once and for all just before his 6th birthday,
Nutmeg said to me.
It was the year he should have entered junior school. All of a sudden that February he stopped talking, and strange as it may seem, it was night before we noticed that he hadn't said a word all day. True, he was never much of a talker, but still, when it finally occurred to me what was happening, I did everything I could to make him speak. I talked to him, I shook him, nothing worked. He was like a stone. I didn't know whether he had suddenly lost the power to speak, or he had decided on his own that he would stop speaking, and I still don't know. But he's never said another word, never made another sound. He'll never scream if he's in pain, and you can tickle him, but he'll never laugh out loud.
Nutmeg took her son to several different ear, nose, and throat specialists, but none of them could locate the cause. All they could determine was that it was not physical. Cinnamon could hear perfectly well, but he wouldn't speak. All the doctors concluded that it must be psychological in origin. Nutmeg took him to a psychiatrist friend of hers, but he also was unable to establish a cause for Cinnamon's continued silence. He administered an IQ test, but there was no problem there. In fact, Cinnamon turned out to have an unusually high IQ. The doctor could find no evidence of emotional problems either.
Has he experienced some kind of shock? The psychiatrist asked Nutmeg. Try to think. Could he have witnessed something abnormal or been subjected to violence at home?
But Nutmeg could think of nothing. One day her son had been normal in every way. He had eaten his meals in the normal way, had normal conversations with her, gone to bed when he was supposed to, had no trouble falling asleep, and the next morning he had sunk into a world of deep silence. There had been no problems at home. The child was being brought up under the ever-watchful gaze of Nutmeg and her mother, neither of whom had ever raised a hand to him. The doctor concluded that the only thing they could do was observe him and hope that something would turn up. Unless they knew the cause, there was no way of treating him. Nutmeg should take Cinnamon to see the doctor once a week, in the course of which they might figure out what had happened. It was possible that he would just start speaking again, like someone waking from a dream. All they could do was wait. True, the child was not speaking, but there was nothing else wrong with him. And so they waited. But Cinnamon never again rose to the surface of his deep ocean of silence. Its electric motor producing a low hum, the front gate began to swing inwards at 9 o'clock in the morning, and Cinnamon's Mercedes-Benz 500 SEL pulled into the driveway. The car phone's aerial protruded from the back window like a newly sprouted tentacle. I watched through a crack in the blinds. The car looked like some kind of huge migratory fish, afraid of nothing. The brand new black tires traced a silent arc over the concrete surface and came to a stop in the designated spot. They traced exactly the same arc every morning and stopped in exactly the same place with probably no more than 2 inches variation. I was drinking the coffee that I had brewed for myself a few minutes earlier. The rain had stopped, but gray clouds covered the sky, and the ground was still black and cold and wet. The birds raised sharp cries as they flitted back and forth in search of worms on the ground.